Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbid Podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
You like that one better?
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
That's a Rocky side.
Rock concert in space.
Oh my gosh, no.
Still got the space thing going.
No.
For you.
It's because Travis was abducted.
I like experimenting with new themes.
Pronounced
so
adopted.
That took me a while to do that one, but that was that grew on me really fast. So, welcome to Sticks and Dirt Kidbid Podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, Travis, thank you for being here. Well, we appreciate you being here today. And so, today we're going to be talking about an idea that we kind of threw up out there a while back on a couple episodes ago. I don't think it's as far back as episode maybe 11.
No, this one's 10.
I think it was
maybe 111.
Nope, 10.
10? 10.
It was just a few episodes ago. We talked about an idea that I wanted to teach on Messed Up Sunday. And
messed up.
Yeah, all messed up. And so we want to kind of build on that today and kind of put that. We have the seed. We want to put it in the soil and start tilling the ground and watering it and get this thing in motion. We probably won't use it till next year because at this point on, we're kind of looking at focusing on more holiday themed lessons and stuff. And so maybe this may come to fruition, January, February. Depends on how kind of a bad of a winter 2020 gives us too.
There's no telling. Ice storms,
river road.
Actually, been very mild for us considering so far. So we're going to talk about and build up, bring our creative minds together today in our think tank, and construct some elements for having a messed up Sunday. And so here we go. And to kind of lay the ground again, throw things out there. It doesn't matter from what angle, for what segment of a kids' church service, but we just kind of throw it off on the table, and then we kind of start putting it together and build on certain pieces as we go along, as our ideas generate into our head and stuff. So the idea of a messed up Sunday, this will be announced, and we want to advertise, hey, we're having messed up Sunday, such and such date.
Oh, we're advertising it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to happen while we're doing it, just
well,
like,
no, no, we have to, because I want kids to come in dressed up messy hair. Don't comb your hair,
done.
And just wear your dumpy play clothes. Just,
done.
You're messed up. Travis is done.
Is that today?
Yeah, no. So we want them to come prepared for messed up Sunday. So don't comb your hair, or it could be like messy day. Mm-hmm. Don't come here. Or just wear your play clothes. Mismatched shoes is an idea. You know, we can say, "Hey, kids, if you want to wear mismatched shoes, that's fine."
That'll be balanced.
I'm gonna have to remember that day to bring a change of clothes in case we have to go anywhere after church. Well.
And so when they come in, Connects Kids Church will be clean. I guess. I mean, things can change as we build this. And I think a consensus we had was because we have rotating segments throughout the service, songs, prayer, whatever, whoever's in charge of each segment, you do something to kind of mess the room up.
But subtly.
Subtly, yes.
Just throw some,
So let's begin off. The first thing we do is we have our launch pad, which is our prayer and praise time. It's when we typically gather up in the front, and at the beginning, before service starts, our children write down at the welcome desk, a praise report on a little business card size card or a prayer request card. And those cards are handed to, say, Travis. Whoever's going to initiate and run the launch pad segment. He has those cards and gathers everyone up front, and we read the prayer request, and we pray over the prayer request. Then we read the praise reports, and then we have a little praise session over the praise reports. So in your case, to contribute to the mess up part, Travis, would be after you read each little card, you just kind of toss it up in the air and let it fall on the ground, wherever, and let it stay there.
Yep.
And so there's a subtle way to mess up the room. The action songs.
I could kick accidentally over the Legos. Knock over something while jumping around.
We would have to strategically place props somewhere that looks like part of the decor. And yes, you...
I will strategically fall.
Strategically fall and draw, and these right. props will fall on the ground and just leave them there.
Mm-hmm. We could put... We have that barrel of monkeys in the front. We can just knock that over.
Oh, we could put like something in there.
Also, we like had that little... We had that little confetti gun. No, little slime. Confetti cannon. At the end of the song, we used to shoot off a confetti cannon from those Steel 2 chargers, and that will throw a lot of confetti on the floor, so that's in play.
Just
no
pretend,
glitter.
Just
no
pretend
glitter,
that,
yes, thank you.
Just have Bruce just have like a fake meltdown.
Well, no, see,
he will, Bruce, yeah. have a meltdown.
Yeah.
I think the one thing we do just need to avoid is like someone just going up and like, rawr, and like,
yeah, we don't
want
to make
it
to where the kids, obvious, the like, kids... Well, oh, this means I can come up there and tear something up.
Right. And we want it to build. So, like, right. they don't think anything if someone just tosses something. You know what I mean? They don't think anything if something.
And so, yeah, let's think this out. Let's say if we see kids maybe kind of do that, and we'll just say, hey, don't worry about it. We'll get it later. Mm-hmm. They try to help clean up or something. We'll get it later. It's because some of our kids will do that.
They tried.
So the whole premise is we could like have like mess, like the clock somehow got messed up. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting off late. And so whenever we mess up, we're like, we don't have time to clean because we started late
like
today, so we'll just leave it. So that will be like
we'll mess
our...
up the clock. Someone...
Okay,
Zerg!
Mess it up. Yeah.
Zerg!
We can mess the clock up 10, 15 minutes or something, 15 minutes. So that'd be easy because we have a great big red digital 3-foot clock in
like
our...
we actually still start at 10, but the clock says like 10, 15. We're like, oh my gosh, we're so late. Yeah. And so whenever we mess something up, we're like, we don't have time to clean it up. We'll get it later.
So that's
and
our
that
excuse.
Will be our excuse like for we're a little bit frazzled today.
Okay. So during offering, how can we mess something up during offering?
Throw money everywhere.
No.
Whenever we're putting stuff onto the board, we could just take out everything and be like, do you want this one, this one, this one?
Most everything's on the board already, though.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's true.
Now, what we could do is whoever's doing an offering, come up with a creative activity to bring something up, to bring the offering up, that would help trigger a mess somehow. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take some contemplating there.
Just offer up your ideas so we can get this...
Yeah, whoever's going to do offering service,
I got
generate
it.
Some type of activity. Because sometimes we tell the kids, all right, everyone hop on one foot as you give. And sometimes, you know, everyone walk backwards, roll on the floor, blah, blah, blah.
Everyone take off your right sock.
Leave your sock.
Put your money in it and bring it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That sounds really
bad. Not even dirty.
Of course you'd say that because you're not the one that's going to have to handle
How
the money.
How about give each kid... a snowball, and they have to try and hit, like, a boy hit a girl, girl hit a boy, as they try to knock their offering out.
While they're throwing
That is actually, because we put our, we have 2 different buckets that we put our offering in, and, now, of course, Toy Story theme won't be here when we do this. So we'll have 2 offering containers either way.
It won't be?
Toy Story.
Are we not going to leave the room up, though, for this?
For the messed up room, we won't have the Toy Story theme, because this, the messed up room.
But the background is a room, so are we going to leave that, or... So it's a messy room?
No, the theme, as far as the platform theme for a bedroom, is not really
the room itself
here.
Is
the kids'
the room.
Church room is... What's
oh, I
it.
Thought it was like their kid, their bedrooms, no. like no. kind of like Nathaniel was saying today.
Now, with that, we could bring props in for Messed Up Sunday, because we will talk about cleaning up your room. So we could bring in real props for our bedroom, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he had a lot of good ideas today. Travis and I kept looking at each other, because he talked about kids' messy rooms like the entire...
He pretty much
so you guys were already thinking about that?
Nathaniel preached on it today.
He pretty much talked about everything we would say during a kids' church lesson.
Sweet. I missed that. I was writing down other stuff, reference things I was getting from the sermon today. But anyway, yes, we want to put a bedroom display up in on the platform. And so I think when we build these elements to mess the room up throughout the day is creative and fun process to get us to our lesson. What other segment do we need to deal with?
Birthdays?
The birthday segment?
Maybe.
That could be the confetti thing. Kids come up for if the kids have a birthday, we do the confetti again.
We got to make sure we do it on a day with birthday.
But if there's not, we can just say, oh, well, we're still going to celebrate.
We got a mess up.
Everyone
say,
showed
I thought
up today.
Somebody showed up
today. What's that, Jared?
you can say, oh, we thought that it was somebody's birthday. We messed up again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, well, yeah, and then
I don't want this to go to waste. Like, never let a good confetti gun go to waste.
Or just shoot it off and then be like, wait, there's no birthdays? Okay.
Hooray!
Well, just be like, hey, it's time for birthdays and yes. Wait.
I messed up.
There's none. Oh, never mind then.
We can do, what's that, oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the segment. The random one that we throw in. That praise break.
Slap dash. We could do slap dash because that's a very random thing. And that will generate some messy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we can do anything during slap dash, which is 3 to 4 minutes. Fight.
No.
Silly string, maybe.
No,
slime in the cannon.
String.
Why?
No. Slime in the cannon.
Mashed potato
Judah,
fight.
Isn't Judah allergic?
It's either Judah or Titus.
He's allergic to alcohol.
Yeah. Whoever's allergic to silly string,
Judah can sit in the corner.
Yeah.
And just watch then.
Yeah. He just, sit in the corner
he just almost threw up about, that night. That was all it was. He was
how about just Nerf guns? We just shoot off Nerf guns.
So, for slap dash, let's do Nerf guns or silly string.
Two adults come in just shooting Nerf guns at each other.
And then, okay, so and we then got, so that's going to leave silly string or Nerf darts all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The snowball idea for the, because we have these indoor snowballs.
Giant cotton balls.
Yeah, they're like giant cotton balls, and we love bringing those out every
bold
so often.
Cotton.
We have like 100
of
them.
See how it pays off for them.
And so we can, I mean, incorporate some type of a game during the off, rack on the offering idea. We have two containers on the platform on little pedestals, and everyone gives, and after you give, they come back to their seat, or their
maybe
their space. Let me be correct here. Come back to their space, and we have snowballs on the floor.
Maybe.
After they give, they come back and grab snowballs and go back to their space and start throwing it at the containers.
Okay.
And the first team to knock down their opponent's offering bucket wins.
They're yeah, awesome. And we've got like an extra like $5 that we're going to put in the winning team's bucket, and that's why we're doing it.
Okay, yeah. So we need an objective, yes.
Another idea. We could do a praise break with streamers. Mm-hmm. Like the streamers from the Dollar Tree. Rip them off, like rip it. Off pieces of streamers for them and let them, and be like, oh, and they'll be like, what do I do with this? I mean, they'll make the mess themselves.
Yeah.
Really.
So, so if we do a praise break is something we do at any time. It's like Slap Dash. It's a random thing where we play this like black church music, and it's real fast paced. And whenever the kids hear that play at any given moment, we stop what we're doing and we start worshiping. We start dancing or clapping hands or whatever. And when the music stops, we stop. So that's something we do on at totally random.
You know what we could
not
do?
Not too often, but
to get to make it so we start 15 minutes late.
The more segments, the better for this.
We could do like me and Justin are talking, and we're trying to get the cleanup song ready. We can't get the they're always playing the with the toys. We can't find the cleanup song. So we're like spending all this time trying to find the cleanup song. In reality, it's like 2 or 3 minutes, but we'll move the clock to 15. And
so we'll have to make
we're running behind because we can't find the cleanup song.
And we try to sing it ourselves, and we just screw that up. Like,
what
we're
if
rolling.
They actually just start cleaning up by default, though?
Yeah. Well, there's no, it's before service, so it, they won't be nothing to clean up, really. Except
they always bring out the toys and stuff.
That's right. They bring out toys before service. So someone come up there and start singing the cleanup song, and you get booed off because you're so terrible at singing it. And we just say, never mind.
Like, there's no time. We'll
just, yeah, there's no time.
There's no time. There's never
Jared
any time.
Come in and sing it with his kazoo.
There's never enough time.
Sing it with my kazoo.
No you sing way. It. You play on the kazoo and I'll sing it.
Yeah.
We'll get booed for sure.
And then just say, we're behind time. Just leave the stuff here. Let's move along.
Double time. Clean up.
And so kids will get the idea. It's messed up Sunday. And they we start messing up everything throughout the day.
Just tell all the parents to send them a memo and say whenever you come to church, just act like, you know what I mean, just get them right out of bed and just take them straight to, to church.
Yeah. Get out of bed. Don't even brush your teeth.
Don't even brush your teeth. Right. Let's go.
But
please brush your teeth.
Yes.
Please.
So that kind of covers most of our segments, right?
Lesson. Do you want to do lesson?
Now the lesson. Yeah, I want to do the lesson.
Okay. The lesson will tie everything together.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this is where I know I had an idea for it, and my memory escapes me on it. So
hold on.
Just go back and listen to episode 11.
There's ways we can, there's a couple different ways we can teach on a messed up life, okay? So there's ways I think we can approach this and deal with it.
Oh. We also have Punday Sunday on the list
here. Talk about Job.
Job, he had a messed up.
Put that on the back.
Here's what I want to start with. So you guys tell me what you think. We live our lives you know, even as a child and as an adult, we're always going to be messing up stuff. And so we can either choose to live in that mess because we feel like we're a failure and like, I'm just going to live in my mess. I'm not even going to clean it up. Or we can clean up and try to do better from now on. Mm-hmm. So that's my plain and simple take on that.
Nathaniel made a really good point today, too, that I was like, oh, we need to remember that. And it was saying...
Oh, with the like, mud?
No. But with he said, like, when you're a parent and you keep going back and saying, like, you keep telling your kid, clean your room, and you keep going back and it keeps looking the same. And he's like, why does your room still look the same? Why aren't you cleaning it up? Why are you still in this mess? Like, so kind of like how God looks at us and he's like, why are you still...
You know, yeah, what he said after that is he said, because the response is, I know where everything is. Sometimes if you're having a messy life and you're consistent in that messy life and you know where everything is and you get used to living in that mess and it's not really paying off
anymore
for yourself.
Right.
Okay.
But he said God kind of be like our parents who's like, why haven't you done it yet? You know, I keep telling you, you're still living in this mess. Like, you haven't done anything.
We got plenty of time to look for scriptures and Bible references for this. So mm-hmm. What anything come to mind
right
now?
The only thing that I think, it's not really, maybe like Jonah in the well, like he decided not to do what God wanted, so he That's made true. Himself go in a freaking whale.
Right. You got stuck. You put yourself in that mess.
You put yourself in
that mess. Yeah.
Really
okay.
Nasty.
You put yourself in a freaking mess.
Yeah. Put himself in a mess for sure, intentionally. Because he even said, hey, throw me overboard. I'm your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, throw me out. You know,
I can't really think of an instance where something was physically messy and.
Yeah,
I can't think.
There's something in there. We just gotta tap into it. We just gotta find it. It'll come to us. Maybe one of our four listeners will hear this
Jared's
at some
one
point.
Of them. Well, Jared's one of them.
Well, yeah. So one of our other three listeners will listen to this and maybe post something. Hey, it's under our messy rooms.
Quality. There's some like Bible plans on the app too that might have some ideas. Messy made new.
What was it say? Throw it out there.
This is just the description of the
Is this
plan.
Like adult?
It's like the plan.
Bible studies.
Yeah, Jesus spent a lot of time ministering to messy people. Today's churches seem to spend a lot of time serving the clean and tidy. So where did things go wrong? That's a little more adult.
So the bigger mess, the more
just
we
so
keep
don't make messy people more tidy. I don't know.
So the more, I guess, another element of the lesson is the more we keep on messing up intentionally. And intentionally not cleaning up because we think it's not going to do me any good. I'll just mess up again in my life.
Right.
So why bother fixing anything?
That's why I don't.
When
shower.
You actually,
he talked a lot about that today too. Like, don't wait to clean up your mess before you come to God. Come to God with your mess.
Yep.
Don't wait to get tidy before you.
Yeah, you don't get cleaned up to come to God.
Acknowledge the mess.
I also think I know it's contradicting what you're trying to say, but I think of when Mary was upset. Because she was trying to clean and get everything done, and Mary Magdalene was just at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus was like, calm down, chill.
That's a perspective,
We've talked a lot about that in our ladies' Bible study.
It's just a freaking mess.
How it's kind of like almost two personalities, though. Some people are Martha's, some people are Mary's, and people serve in different ways, because, like, I know Ashton says, like, Norma's more of a Martha, like, she's going to clean up and serve that way, but there's different ways to serve, I guess.
Okay, yeah, because she was trying to clean up a mess.
I mean, they even say that, what is it, the most, not the most, like smart people, but
they
usually,
say,
if you go to their desks and it's, like,
yeah, cluttered, it's because their
mind's cluttered. I'm not saying I was smart by that.
I hear the opposite a lot. I've seen several post news reports or articles on that, where if a lot of these people were, like, these freaking geniuses out there. I mean, real geniuses have the messiest desk.
Albert Einstein.
Man.
And they say if you see their office or their desk, because you would never think that they were that intelligent.
It's either that or, like, in my case, I'm just lazy.
My desk is, my desk is messy.
Okay, all right. So, I still like the Mary thing about her cleaning up the house because it ties in with what we just said before that. That we try to clean up our lives before we meet Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what you need to do. You know, you don't clean up before you come meet God. Just come as you are, and he'll help you get cleaned up. Right. Thank you for the thought. It's very gratuitous and you know, good intentions there, but don't think you have to polish your life up before you walk into a church. You know? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like a newcomer. So there's that. But yeah.
Because if you wait to be perfect, you'll be waiting forever.
And so maybe as we teach the lesson, we can incorporate, you know, we come at bring it to a close and talk about, you know, how about we need to clean up our lives and bring it the spiritual aspect in there.
Just say that, like, if they're trying to clean during the whole thing, just say not to, because it's okay to have a mess. You know what I mean? And then at the end, say, okay, we've had this mess for a while. It's okay to be messy every now and then.
It's natural. It's going to happen. We're going to mess up.
But let's bring it.
But let's fix it.
Wait. While they're praying to clean up their mess, have them shut their eyes, and a bunch of the staff can, like,
they're not gonna do that.
when they open their eyes, the mess is gone.
They're just magically gone.
Like, guys, look, you prayed through the mess.
So
bless this mess.
Yeah, and at the end, you know, at the end, they will help clean up.
Oh yeah,
right.
Once we bring it to a close and bring it the ministry lesson to a point about cleaning up our lives, I'll say, all right, guys, let's clean up our mess. Okay, mm-hmm. And everyone pitches in, and we clean up all the stuff off the floor. We make the bed on the platform, because we'll talk about how kids obviously have a messy room and probably don't want to clean up as much. That's the main talking point to the children, because you know most kids' rooms are messy. They don't like cleaning it up. Well, hey, guess what? Us big people, we mess up our lives, and we don't like cleaning it up either. But we probably should do it. It's probably the right thing to do.
Just do it.
Yes. And so that's kind of the fun for the messed up Sunday. And when we're done at the end of the day for the service, hey, everything's cleaned up and we just go straight home.
Right.
So
we'll even get the vacuums out, Jared.
Yeah. So Jared can help vacuum.
Unless you want the confetti.
You want the confetti out?
No.
Okay.
If we wanted to add a segment to where we have some tables off to the side with some tablecloths and we have some snack food, leave all the crumbs and everything on the table.
Popcorn.
Somebody should just get up there and just eat in front of the kids, just in the messiest way.
Oh.
Travis.
Oh. That would be fun.
Hey, Travis can drink a gallon of milk.
I can drink a gallon of milk
That would be very entertaining.
I don't want to have to change the carpet, though.
Wait. The platform will be my apartment, and we're roommates.
Yeah.
And you're the guy who just sits back playing video games and eating popcorn.
Get some of those Nature Valley bars.
Then I'll just casually
Jim and Daryl.
Yeah. Huh?
From
Jim
the office.
Daryl.
And I'll just casually look down. I've messed myself.
Get some of those Nature Valley bars, because those things are like.
Oh, they make messy.
All the granola.
Crumbs.
What are the messiest snack foods? The Nature Valley bars, Cheetos. The popcorn.
Cheetos and popcorn will be seen more visible from the platform. If it's on the platform, you're making
Cheetos.
A mess. It'll be very visible.
I like Cheetos. I hate the mess.
Orange on. Oh, we got Cheetos mac and cheese yesterday. Oh,
so we can have a mess being made on the platform, too.
Cornbread.
Cornbread, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love cornbread.
Something that's messy but easy to clean up.
Yeah.
Nothing
like a pot of chili.
Yeah.
Just eat some Lay's chips.
Chili.
So, okay. And we have a trash can up there, overflowing with trash.
Yeah.
And some trash on the floor.
Sloppy Joe.
Have you ever seen?
That practical? Sounds good right now. Yeah. Honestly, that sounds good.
We'll talk about that later.
So, okay. Anything else we can throw in there? We kind of threw this together really quick because it's actually kind of easy.
Yeah.
Don't you think about it? It's easy to be messy.
Yes.
And we
can give the people who have these jobs like these ideas too, and they can.
Yeah. Everyone's going to help contribute to messed up Sunday.
It comes natural to some people.
And so, I mean, so far it looks like we probably will put this together and actually perform this next year, but who knows? I mean, something could happen and we have it by this year, but I don't really foresee it. We're still on every other Sunday children's church.
I've got the next
schedule.
Two ready, so then we need a Christmas one too.
Yeah, we have to do Christmas and
I think we talked about White Elephant though.
A Thanksgiving one, I guess. We're gonna do one, or probably not.
Probably not, because that's next Sunday.
That is next Sunday. We have a plan. Okay, that's fine. We probably need to incorporate something with Thanksgiving
right
in the service.
We're gonna do grow the animals.
Grow your
like the animals.
Okay. Yeah.
Little pills thing.
Yeah. Put them in a pill and they expand like 30 times their size. Mm-hmm.
Which we need to get started on probably in the next couple days too for the toy box.
And we will talk about that. That lesson too, how that turned out. So as an object lesson, we're using the little capsules that you put in water and they grow. Mm-hmm. How long does those things take to grow out now? Do you have to do them all night?
Well, like, I don't know about these pill ones, but I know, like, the ones we had that were, like, the little starfish and stuff. I know you can do those for, like, a week, and they get, like, huge. I need to find
a week?
Some of the bigger ones. I think we might use that for the toy box and then give the kids each a pill.
Yeah. To take.
Don't swallow it. You want the red pill or the blue pill?
Don't swallow it. Yeah. Put it in water, please. But
yeah. The Matrix.
And then they can maybe send in pictures. Maybe they could do that on Facebook. They could post.
That's a good engagement.
Post pictures of their animal.
What animal did you get? Yeah. So.
I think the lesson's kind of like grow, grow in God kind of thing.
Okay.
Type thing.
That works.
That's good.
All right. Well, anything else to add to Messed Up Sunday? Looks like we have some things put together there, and we'll have fun putting this together. And once we actually perform this, we will let you know how it turned out, and if we added anything new, how it all transpired. And I think it looks for a good outcome, a really good lesson, good point to bring home. So,
I've messed myself.
All right, let's get out of here and open up our toy box. Yeah. All right.
That rock concert again.
I know, right? So,
boys for now.
We have a real good segment coming up with Jared. I'm not going to do it quite yet.
Oh.
But it actually kind of happened yesterday. Jared helped me out with something yesterday, and we went to Starbucks and got a coffee and ended up spending more time than either one of us thought. Talking about jazz and this stuff come up. So
jazz,
yeah, talking about jazz. So, we'll let you know what happened with that. So
Duke Silver,
huh?
Like Duke Silver?
Yeah.
Duke Silver.
Not clicking, huh?
Oh yeah, the saxophone guy.
Saxophone guy,
right?
He's yes.
Okay, yeah, Duke Silver.
He looks
so let's go ahead and do our introduction of players, and let's get the Gus Polanski and the Polka Dot Band in here. Here we go.
Come on, kids.
To my left is Travis and Alexa. They're our Kidmin internship program. Ongoing for almost 3 years now through a pandemic and renovation of our church and whatnot, and helping us coordinate and bring forth new stuff inside the kids' church here and themes and doing all the administration type work and everything. A lot of kind of good stuff. Travis will also be doing our Podjinx course here momentarily.
Will?
Yes, you will. Oh. So, we want to give a great big round of applause for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. Big applause.
There we go.
There they are. Our studio audience is back over there. Our mics are turned on the studio audience back over there. And to my right, we have Justin and Taylor Binge. And we also have the world's youngest Kidman podcaster. Well, not yet. The second to the youngest. And Justice is on with his earmuffs right now in front of a microphone. Justice, would you like to say something, buddy? There we go. Let's give it up for Justin, Taylor, and Justice. And Kyler, the youngest, is over there on the lap of Lolly, taking a nap or eating a snack. Let's give it up for the Binge family, everybody. And right in front of me is, he's very epic. He has an epic segment coming up today. I'm building it up too much. It might be overkill. I'm just building up too much, ain't I? I apologize for that. Nonetheless, it doesn't take away from his epicness. He's our church youth leader. Not our children's ministry leader, but our youth, teenage. But he helps us out with our podcast. Let's give it up for Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
I love the young people.
And thank you guys so much. Band, poke it up. Poke it up one more time. Strike it up one more time. Wow.
Poke it up one more time.
Hey, guys. Polka dot one more time. Let's give it up for Gus Polanski and the Polka Dot Band, everybody. All right, you guys can have a seat. Thanks so much. Man, they on it like that. Just like that. All right. So we want to thank you for joining us today. Our mothership is sndkidman.com. And for those of you who don't know, we are on 101.92 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. I always wanted to do that, you know? Burp. And, yeah, do you have a burp sound effect over there? No. Well, this is 101.92 on your podcast dial, The Big Burp. So if you're on there, look on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and MySpace. And MySpace. What's the other one?
YourSpace.
Everyone's connected. Yes.
What is it? What is the new one? What's this new thing going on?
Parler?
Oh, there's all kinds. There's Parler and the Jump and all those things. Yeah, we'll get
just
there.
Just more distractions.
What was the Google? Didn't Google have one for?
So they flopped.
Google Plus.
But you can find our podcast anywhere at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold. And they're still free because of the COVID special. Right. There's still free podcasts out there, but not at Golden Corral. I'm so sorry. We will
never
allow our podcast to be sold at Golden Corral. Speaking of Golden Corral, I got something for that coming up here in just a second, which you probably already heard yourself. But nonetheless, if you're listening to this podcast out there on a Sunday or a Monday, if you're on your way to kids' church or on your way to school or work, make sure you tune in here to our podcast. We have our weather and traffic jet every 4 on the 9s. And there he goes.
Hey, Bob.
And
4 on the 9s.
Every 4 minutes on the 9 minutes.
What does that mean?
Every 9 minutes on every 4 minutes on every 9 minutes we have that weather and traffic.
Don't try to figure it out. Just accept
every 9 minutes on the 4s, something like that. So
every 4 to 9 minutes.
And when we're done, toy box, hang around for our all request hour. So yeah, just call in or text your favorite request in. Otherwise, you can still call in or dial 9 with your question or comment. And I think, who's Taylor, you got the phone today?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So if you have a question or comment, you want to join in with us today, just dial 9 or text 9 and send that to us, and we'll put you on there as soon as we can. So, all right. As said, yes, we do not allow our podcast to be sold or given out at Golden Corral's. Speaking of which, you probably heard this a couple weeks ago. You always hear us talk about Golden Corral from time to time. It's Alexa's favorite restaurant.
No.
No, sorry about that.
Least favorite.
Least favorite restaurant. And it just so happens a couple weeks ago, John Chris, the Christian comedian, had put this out, and we're going to play that for you right now.
Get it, girl. Okay, I have made it to the promised land. This is the redneck hillbilly Christian Mecca. Look at this. Here I am in the parking lot of a church that was converted from a Golden Corral. Ryan, honestly, I feel like the jokes kind of write themselves at this point. But this is 20 jokes in 2 minutes. Here we go. Okay, the menu at Golden Corral is similar to the church bulletin. Everyone has one in their hands, but no one's ever read it. The sign out front, instead of saying kids eat free, now it just says bring the children unto me. It's the same thing, really. Do you guys have all-you-can-eat communion? In here, backsliding refers to pouring barbecue sauce over all-you-can-eat ribs. But, like, when you go back for seconds, though, do you have to get a new offering plate, or how does it work? Sending a silhouetted photo of this building is the only way to trick your hillbilly friends into coming to church. You know my Uncle Rick, he got slain in the spirit here one time? Yeah, he had too much turkey and mashed potatoes that a Golden Corral just passed out on the table. Church and Golden Corral. But, like, to a redneck, is there really that much of a difference? You could get fed at Golden Corral and saved at church. Or you can get fed at church and saved at a Golden Corral. I'm just saying. I mean, if you think about it, Golden Corral could definitely be the rebranded name of the stable where Jesus was born. The title of their all-you-can-eat soup station is called My Cup Overflows. That's a good joke. Welcome to church this morning, everybody. I'm your pastor, Jeff Foxworthy. Church and Golden Corral. But fellas, listen up. Only one of which you should ever consider taking a first date to. That's right, Golden Corral. Passover is what we do to all gluten-free and vegan options. Come as you are is honestly the slogan for both at this point. Dude, you got meatloaf, crab legs, and chicken parmesan. What are you doing? Hey, listen, everything on this plate works together for the good. The Holy Trinity is like apple cobbler, cherry pie, and cheesecake. I don't know. Okay, honest question, though. Do you get a discount on your tithe if you bring in your Golden Corral receipt? I'm just saying, does it go both ways? If you get, like, super offended by this church, you walk into the pastor's office, you're like, we are leaving. We're going to join Ryan's Steakhouse. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Ouch!
Anything of nutritional value. The Bible says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. but it doesn't say anything about putting unwholesome things into your mouth. Welcome to Golden Corral Church.
So true.
All right. That's John Crist, the Golden Corral Church. So
I want to go to there.
I want, listen, we just had one close in Morgantown, and I want to consider opening up a branch of our church there.
And would you?
Yeah.
Do you know, do you realize that the stench of Golden Corral would be forever fermented in that place?
Well, I mean, we don't have to go to that one. We can have some, I mean, that can
exactly.
Be.
There's enough Febreze the in the world to coat it.
No, I mean, I'll help do it, but I mean, the ranch and, not the ranch. We're now the river, so why can't we have the corral?
No.
The river corral.
It could be for the older people.
It's the Golden River.
The older people could go there.
Our church's names has changed. I mean, our church has been known as Riverside, but now we're changing it to The River.
Okay, right. What about just the side then?
The side. We'll take the Golden Corral building and call it the side.
The river, the side.
It's like the side.
Okay, how about this for another? For
people who aren't quite sure about going to church.
How about this for a restaurant idea? A buffet of only sides. No entrees. No.
Well,
the sides.
What if we make it the
side? We're
gonna
put that idea to the side.
Like you said, side chick. For the ones who aren't quite committed, they're not sure. They're not committed yet, so they can go to the side.
They can go to the side for now and kind of test things out. Okay, I got you.
Side chicken.
This is the one like for new converts.
Chicken
like,
on the side.
I'm just testing it out.
The sides are
we
your
put
main
on our
entree.
Best face over there.
Exactly. Right.
Side. The sides are your main, and then the chicken on the side.
No.
Side chicken.
Get out.
Oh, listen.
So,
there's a lot of opportunity there, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, Travis, you ready for Podjinx?
Get it, girl.
Let's do this.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Podjinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Phenomena.
All right, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. What did the podiatrist do when his dog got sick?
So the podiatrist is foot, right?
Mm-hmm. What did the podiatrist do when his dog got sick?
Veterinarian foot.
Dog foot. Heel. Told his dog. Told him to heel.
That's good.
Heel. Yeah, I'm gonna say told him to
heel.
That's it. He healed him.
I think the heel is in there somewhere. Travis
is literally
nodding. No,
I don't think
but we will find
Travis
out.
Travis lies.
Yes, he healed him.
Do not.
He's full of lies.
He did heal him. You know how?
How?
Gave his pedicure.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pedicure.
Pedicure. Pedicure.
I don't know.
Come on, Jared.
It's all right. Nah, it's not the
it's
best.
Not it's all right.
Great. It's like
I'm pretty
too
sure I heard that
smart.
On episode 11.
That's too good, right?
It needs to be gooder, Travis.
All right.
Do better.
Hold on.
Be better.
Hold on. I found I might throw an audible here.
What about that one we...
I know.
Are we sponsored
we
by
are
this
experiencing
one?
Technical difficulties.
All right, I got
please
it.
Oh, you got
stand
it?
By.
Yeah.
All
right, go. Get it, girl.
I don't know how to say it. How do you say this
you
one?
Speak
you read
the
it.
Words.
You speak it louder.
Speak
huh?
the
what
words.
What do you get if you pray?
What do you get... If you pray to God for a handbag and he gives it to you.
Will you get if you pray to God for a handbag
and he gives,
and
it,
he
to
gives
you.
It to you.
And he gives it to you.
And he give it to
Peer
you.
Here bag.
Huh?
Like I'm
you
I,
get a handbag.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
He give it to you.
This is kind of a trick goofy question. I feel we're getting set up for something here.
I feel like it's got to be a brand of handbag. That's the end of the joke.
Yeah, it's incoming, all right.
So he gives you it. So you got a blessing and a purse.
Instead of a blessing and a curse.
Oh, okay.
Gotta have
a blessing and a purse.
Gotta have a good clutch on your face.
That's all, folks.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay, that's it for Podjinx.
Okay.
Yeah. We got Restaurant Impossible coming up here shortly, but first, let's take care of some epicness.
Germex.
That's a writ on my arm.
You're fine.
Really?
You're
fine. Nobody, none of our three listeners have any idea what this segment's called.
Yeah, we always talk it over.
They have literally no clue.
So it's Jared's segment called Hold Up, and he's going to bring it. He kind of brings in whatever, and we talk about it. I don't know.
Let's talk about
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes, you haven't done in a while is trivia.
Yeah, it's true.
We haven't done trivia in forever.
But I thought he had a big segment planned here.
But I don't know. I probably overtalked it too much, and he may just change it. So it's up to him. Jared, go.
I want you to interject as well, because I can't speak well, and people, like, I just go
you don't know where's
stuff.
Good.
Yeah. Do you want me to just flat out say?
Yeah, go for
flat
it.
Flat out say.
All right, ministry sucks.
I mean.
Well.
That's all I have to say.
He said that to me yesterday, and I guess you were probably expecting me to respond differently. I don't know.
No.
I mean, I kind of laughed, and I agree. I said, sometimes it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of gotten a somewhat of a serious talk about it, I guess. And
I knew it coming in that, mm-hmm. like, typically, like, when you think of ministry, or it just depends on the person, probably. I guess if you're interested in it or not. But if you're interested in it, you just see, like, the good part.
Right.
And you don't see, like, you know, when I saw my youth pastor, I was like, oh, my youth pastor's so sick. You know, that's like the coolest thing to do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
So we had to back this up a little bit. And how long have you been youth leader?
Almost a year.
Now, that's what threw me back. I thought he'd been doing it for at least 2 years. And then when he said, you're pretty much saying this in context of either this isn't what I thought it was, or this is tougher than I thought it was. And you've only been in it a year. And then you've got the fact that we really have not had a lot of church because of the shutdown. Mm-hmm. So there's almost no play here. And I know that after you've been in ministry for a long time, you I don't care if you're a pastor or just a youth leader or whatever, you sit down and you say that. I mean, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You just do. I mean, we're human, and that's how we feel. You kind of throw me off because you've only been in this for a little over a year. So
I compare my year one to, like, Nate's year seven.
To the previous youth leader. And obviously, yes. If you compare yourself to someone.
And then it's harder. And then to see, because I think a big thing, and it's not that important, are events, and it's just nothing's happening. Like, this whole year, nothing has really happened.
And you're right, nothing has.
And it's just like,
not your fault.
Right, and it's just like, I haven't felt like I've done as much as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, but...
And it's not...
I'm not
it's not your
I'm
fault.
I'm not, like, signing my resignation or anything like that.
It's just that valley you go through.
Yeah.
Well, I also think that you've had a hard first year.
Yeah.
Right.
It hasn't been
not the good.
I mean, you got married in December at the same time.
That's really hard. That's really hard.
So, yeah.
Are you sure it's not marriage?
It's not.
I've been in 2 Corinthians lately too, and I feel like the Bible doesn't even try to make it sound good though either though. Like, I can't think of. I mean, because 2 Corinthians are talking about all the hard things they've gone through in ministry and. You know, Jonah hated ministry. Let's be real.
He ran away
I mean,
from
I don't
it.
Think there's really anyone in the Bible who like was like
gung ho about
I love
it.
At first, you're gung ho.
And you're the typical example of that, Jared. You watch someone like Nate, and Nate, you know, put the bar up pretty
it's
high.
The goat.
Nate, Nate did some phenomenal stuff as a teen
I'm
youth
gonna
leader.
Be honest, and he because he even says it to me because I was in the first group. Me, Ethan, and like Lauren were the first. Youth group, and he even like we were on Zoom call one time, and he was like, "Man, I did not do as much fun stuff with you guys as I have now." Like, he's like, "You guys got the short end of the stick," and he'll tell us that. And we thought it was fun stuff compared to what we had before that, but even in his eyes, you know, those first couple years with us were not half of what
he felt subpar still.
Right, and looking back, I mean, I guess compared to the other stuff he did with the later groups, yeah, we didn't do as much, but we didn't know at the time then.
And yeah, when you do that as a leader, you do feel that. You pull it all out and everyone's really amazed and had a great time and you still feel like you come up short. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just kind of part of it. It's just, it's part of our human nature, and that just happens to us when you're in that ministry and or any kind of ministry, and you're really doing as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And I also told him this. I said, I had a pastor tell me this years ago when I first got in to ministry in general and did a lot more adult class teaching and stuff too, helped out in preaching, and then still did children's and some youth ministry. And this was early on, and he said, ministry is very lonely. And at first, it kind of like, okay, thanks for the advice. And then, it's something you just hear about and think, okay, that's good advice, blah, blah. And going about your life, and about 3 or 4 years later, after you really get into it, that comes back and haunts you, and it's like, oh my God, this is so freaking lonely. And after you do so much, you experience that real loneliness in ministry because you find, I was telling Jared, I said, God will speak to you as a minister and give you a vision, and you have to share that vision with those that you're working, that's working under you or with you. And it's so hard to share that vision the same way you received it, and you're striving and working harder for it, and they're not, and they're just not going to, not because they don't want to, but the vision was given to you, and you're trying your best to say, hey, I want you guys to come with me and help me do this. Let's reach out to more youth. Let's reach out to more kids. And that's why, you know, as for me and kids ministry, I've done so much more stuff, it's easy for me to sit back and get frustrated. Why aren't those other people there helping out as much? And why aren't they doing as much as I am? Well, they weren't called to lead and do this. They didn't get the vision for it. Mm-hmm. And it's not their fault. And so you find yourself doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. Because that's your responsibility. This is your baby. And it's easy for us to look at someone and say, they're not doing as much. I'm discouraged. Ministry sucks. I'm out. Yep. It's easy to do that. And then it makes you feel lonely. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of things.
And it was cool that you brought that up, because months before I talked about that with Nate, I was like, it's just lonely. Like, it's weird because, like, you know it is, but you don't really know why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because, because in your mind, it's not that you're better than people, but you kind of just separate yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you're doing different things. And I think with me, I think it was me getting adjusted to not being with friends. And just me, like sure, I'm their friend up there, but mm-hmm. it's kind of different. Like, it's not like, yeah, it's a different like relationship than what I have with, like, right, Chandler or something like that.
And it's kind of a, I guess it's a God thing, an act of God in a way, that when you get caught in that, it's like, you don't want to walk away from certain and hang around certain people, but it just happens.
Right.
And it's like you feel somehow, some way, whether you've done it by act of yourself or because of the con, you feel separated from...
I think just different things take priority.
Yeah, like, and different... it's like, I have to meet a standard, and it's very tricky to say.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to infect me if I hang around with you and bring me down. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's weird.
See, I feel like just in our 3-year internship, mm-hmm. even like some of our conversations with friends change, especially like friends within Connects, just because I feel like, and I don't want to, but you know, I'm asking more about, you know, lessons and this and that, instead of like
just small talk.
Yeah. Instead of small talk, I'm instead of trying to plan stuff all the time instead of,
yeah,
you know,
cause cause now you're out in front and you're
right. So people I would usually just, you know, chit chat back and forth about, now I'm just, I only really get to talk to them when I'm like, hey, do you want to do this? Or hey,
doing the assignments.
Right.
And I think definitely COVID has affected that as well. Cause like nobody's really hanging out with anybody. You only have one service. We don't have Wednesdays. We don't come here every week. You know what I mean? So that's a thing.
So you use your time differently too, because you're trying to,
and you're trying to figure out, how do I fix this? How do I walk with
and
this?
And I'm also just stuck this in this place the whole week.
Yeah, you live here on premise, have that.
It's like he's a ghost; he can't leave.
You're like, how do I handle? You know, it seems like no matter what decision any of us make to do, we're open for criticism from one side or the other.
Right,
and so that makes us so prone to you know, be open for that kind of criticism from one side or the other, and then we feel like, why bother? just wait this out. And that's sometimes the easy way to go. But the hard thing to do as leaders, I've got to do this. I've got to keep going.
Yeah.
I made a decision today. I talked to Ethan and Katie, another, there's going to be a second for our internship. And I told him, hey, we need a, at first I thought it was going to be very hard to say this, but I thought, no, I can do this. I'm confident.
Right.
And I said, hey, guys, we got to put your turn to be an intern to do your theme on hold for a good long while. And I said, number one, you guys are really involved in the media now because things have changed in our churches, getting new label making, rebranding, and you guys are involved with doing that and doing the new media for our online services, which is a very big, important thing. And I said, I think trying to demand you to come and be 100% committed to Kids Church right now, and the fact that we're only doing every other Sunday anyway is unfair to everybody. So I said, we need to put you guys on the back burner and let Connects move on with another theme for now, because everything's so choppy for everyone.
And just to change it up, I find it very ironic that the new youth ministry is momentum, mm-hmm. and I'm struggling to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, trying to get that momentum going.
Right.
Oh, did you announce that?
Yeah.
No, I took some advice and I decided to change the logo a little bit.
Oh, you didn't?
Randy's seen it. He says that he didn't.
Did you take my advice with the?
I tried doing that. It looked more like a shape than
Yeah, I can see that.
The more I looked at different options, the more they were just shapes to me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't make out anything.
Yeah,
I told Jared. I said, Jared, is that your final outcome on the brand or the logo?
Is that a rough draft?
I said, is that a rough draft? He goes, no, that's it. I said, okay, it's your ministry, not mine.
Who did that? Did you pay?
I'm joking. It's good.
But it sucks.
No, it's a good logo. I was joking all the way. It's a nice logo. Very nice. Very nice. So, yeah, somehow incorporate a mountaintop in there because we're West Virginia and you got a little snow cap on one of the ends or something.
Hillbillies playing a banjo on top of
it. At the Golden Corral.
At the Golden Corral, yep.
No, thanks.
That's right. So, Yeah, there's times. I know you don't take this ministry sucks thing as a I'm getting out of it. It's just a phase you're in.
Just part of it.
And I can see where a lot of people will be feeling that now. Pastors, probably.
Everyone's probably.
They're fit to be tied through all this stuff on how to handle things. And and there's a couple out there that's probably got it all figured out. I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with feeling that way, and it happens to kid ministers too. Mm-hmm. So... But it's just a phase you go through. It's natural. Nothing to be alarmed over. And nothing wrong with sharing with it and letting it out and just moving on. So, anything else on that topic? All right. Let's give it up for Jared then.
Give Ministry it up. Sucks.
All right. Let's move along to... We got Restaurant Impossible.
Oh, we all got the. Can I have the theme song?
Oh, everyone play the theme song.
We got the
Travis
theme song.
Travis has got it.
You ready?
Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm not ready.
Just one theme song this time. He'll be back.
Well, what if his doesn't work? I got the backup.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna do the Restaurant Impossible, where we get to guess Alexa's favorite restaurant, and here we go. What are you doing?
That's James Bond.
What?
That's James Bond.
James Bond is not not Mission Impossible. You got the wrong one, Travis.
James.
Oh. We need to take that out of the podcast.
Okay. Podcast edit.
Jared missed.
You left. Yeah, that was
Jared
all
missed
for him.
That, too.
That was all for him.
That was all for Jared. Him, Doggone Jared. It.
Where'd he go?
All for you, Jared.
He went to the potty, so he'll be back shortly here. So
crazy world, lots of smells.
Yeah, he went to the potty. Yeah. Oh, he's on his way back.
Okay.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, Jared.
Go back.
So
turn that around right now.
All right, Alexa, tell us the instructions on how we play Restaurant Impossible and our clues and questions answered.
That's right. You got to roll a seven.
Oh, so everyone guesses a restaurant, and then I tell you at the end if it's right. If it's not right, which it probably won't be, you guys all pick a question, and I pick one question. You all give me a question. I pick one question to answer to help you get closer.
Right. And you're only obligated to answer one
the
of those questions.
The last time I've given
asked.
You two kind of hints, though.
Gave us a little bonus.
Gave you some bonuses lately, so... Maybe today. So you've guessed.
I have a guess.
Do you want me to go through my list of guesses first?
Go ahead.
Okay. The Cheesecake Factory, Red Robin, Old Spaghetti Factory, Ryan's, Big Red Shanty, Cheddar's, Chili's, Steak and Shake, Olive Garden, Crystal's, Apple Annie's, The Capitol Grill, Permane Brothers, Big Boy, Burgatory, Mama Cheese,
Denny's, Mama Cheese,
Black Bear Burritos, Sheets, Table Nine, Sheets. Morgantown Brewing Company.
We had a guest on Face Page on our Facebook.
Yes, from one of our three listeners,
Sargasses.
They guessed so that will be on our list.
Was that from someone here?
That's from our one of our three listeners in Wisconsin.
Live here? Huh.
In Wisconsin,
and they did their homework then.
Yeah,
and so that's a little Kyler over there. A little Kyler. That is the world's youngest podcast, Kidmen podcaster, one Kyler Binge. Everybody.
Put Sargasses on the
seat. He is letting us know that he is here and in the house today.
What is happening?
So when we give our guesses, we will have to put an answer from a guest from Lindsay Osborne in Wisconsin.
And Sargasses.
She says Sargassos. So I don't know if that sounds Italian to me.
It's
very gassy place.
It's by Sargasso. The old Audi.
Oh, you guys familiar with it?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I knew it sounded familiar.
It's by the old Audi, like on the river, down by the river.
And Kyler, what's your guess, Betty? Taylor, what's his guess? I can't understand what Kyler's saying.
He's guessing Green Turtle.
Green Turtle. Okay, that's Kyler's guess. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm glad you can understand
and
because
mine
I can't.
Mine too. We're going to team up and go with Green Turtle.
It just so happens your guess is Green Turtle, same as
also
Kyler's.
Some of the clues.
Oh, yes, the clues.
Sorry.
I'll go ahead and put it down because we got that one. Clues are, it's Dine-In, it is not the University Town Center, it's not in Pittsburgh, it's not in Washington, PA, it is not in the greater Pittsburgh area. On Yelp, it does have 3 stars or more, and on Yelp, it has $2 signs.
Now, what's the most on $2 signs? Five? If it's $5 signs, it's really high-end money for a plate. So you had a $2
$5
plate.
$5 signs, it's like Ruth's Chris.
Okay, so this is a $2 plate. Okay, all right.
I would say $2 or $3.
So we have Sargassos, we have Green Turtle.
So I'm going to go ahead and ask my question too, because I'm about to step out. My question is, what kind of food do they serve? Like, what cuisine do they serve? Is it like Italian? Is it Mexican?
Yeah, because that's been asked but not been answered yet.
Yes, so that is my question and my guess. And
we're
going to
excuse Mama Taylor and little Kyler. So...
You missed it, Jared.
All right, Jared. What did you get?
Chuck E. Cheese.
All right.
Where's the nearest Chuck E. Cheese around
here? What's his middle
name? Do we have one around here?
There's one in St. Clair's.
You really don't know what his middle name
is? Washington.
There's one in PA.
It's awfully funny that she knows exactly where the nearest Chuck E. Cheese is. I'm just saying.
We have nieces. We have nieces and nephews.
Yes, that's right.
His middle name is...
Oh,
his name is
Eugene?
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese, yep.
Okay. So...
That's the... Weirdest name.
So
what we call it, guys. Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
We know
sure.
a lot about Chuck E. Cheese.
We sure do.
So Jared says Chuck E. Cheese. We have Green Turtle, Sargassos. Just
what's that Italian joint over there in Suncrest?
Mario.
You took us there.
Murano's.
We came here to visit one time, and you took us there.
Olive Garden.
Mario's.
It's like right, like you're looking at. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts, and you go to the left.
The one that burnt down?
I don't think it...
In Westover, the one that burnt down in Westover.
I said in Suncrest.
Colasantes.
I said in Suncrest.
Colasantes burnt in Westover.
I said Suncrest.
Suncrest.
Oh, Suncrest, I'm sorry.
Tzatziki's?
Pies and Pints. That's
pies
it.
And
Pies and Pints.
Oh, okay. Pies and Pints. Good answer.
All right, Randy, what's yours?
I'm going to go with Cheddar. No, we already said Cheddar's.
We said
Chili's. Chili's. What's the other
one?
It's not in
cheese.
UTC, so.
What's the other one up there? There's
Cheddar's,
Chili's.
Why do people keep
Chili's?
Guessing cheese ones, like Cheddar's, Chuck E. Cheese, Mama Cheese?
I don't know. It's just cheese, Chili's. There's another one up there.
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
I'm going to go with Longhorn Steakhouse.
We said not at the University Town Center, though.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell
you.
Yep.
It's not at the University Town Center.
This is not at University Town Center. Longhorn
is at University Town Center.
Okay, Texas Roadhouse.
I love Texas Roadhouse.
If you know me, then that's not a good
Wow!
What's wrong with
Can I change my guess?
I will say because
you have to
I don't
drag
like
me there
Texas
kicking.
Florida.
I go with
I like
y'all,
it,
but
their
you
music
gotta,
is too loud.
You gotta drag me kicking and screaming.
Turn it down.
I don't know if we could be
people
friends
are trying
anymore.
To talk.
I get like a salad.
You don't just go to a restaurant to listen to.
Well,
music.
I want
to
change my guess
because
you.
I'll let you because
you already shot mine down.
I mean, it's fine. It's just not.
I used to not like
it. What if she's doing it on purpose?
I haven't found my thing there that I like.
I found my thing there.
Yeah, it's called the rolls. That's what your that's your thing that you like.
I mean, yeah. Rolls and peanuts. I'm good, but
get out.
I'm offended.
But I'll be on it. I'll go ahead and give you that one.
So based on the answer she's given us to the answer questions she's answered, I feel like we're confined to the Morgantown area.
I do too.
So I'm gonna and we haven't said Olive Garden yet, right?
That's not the University Town Center.
Red dang it.
Say Cairo to go.
Huh?
Cairo to go.
Is that close?
Is it close?
Jimmy John's.
No, I just got it,
yeah.
Ariza. I'm gonna go with Ariza. I don't think it's your favorite.
Isn't that in UTC?
That's at University Town Center now.
It's not.
Welcome to the party.
Man, I can't win for losing.
It's okay. She didn't hear me. She doesn't have her.
What's that Italian joint?
No, it's not going to be Qdoba.
It's on Mile Ground. There's an Italian joint on Mile Ground.
Jersey?
I'm going to say Qdoba.
Sure, yeah.
Just for the sake of me, yes. What?
I wouldn't call it Italian. Is it in the
No.
We don't know where it is.
I'm going to go with Qdoba.
You don't even know where it's at?
I don't even know.
All right, my answer is Qdoba.
Qdoba.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Kudos, Doba. All right, let's move along.
A lot better than Chipotle.
All right, that's all the guesses. So, Alexa, drum roll. Did any of us guess your favorite restaurant today?
Nope.
It's impossible.
Man, impossible. Was anybody close?
Nope.
No.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a clue. We were nowhere close, so we all get to
ask. You guys are stuck on something that's.
The Morgantown area.
Ask your questions and find out.
If you answer the question, all right.
My
we know
guess
what,
is
we
it
know
in
what,
the Morgantown area.
So Taylor's question was what cuisine?
What
type of cuisine? Justin, you just had one?
Morgantown area.
Is it in
the Morgantown area?
Okay. Jared, what's your question?
Mine's like cuisine. I'm going with that.
But that's the same. We already asked that.
But I asked it before she did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, she's not here to change her.
So
question.
There's two
I'm
questions.
Siding right. with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Randy, what's your guess? What's your
just gives you less
question.
Options.
Is this a franchise?
I feel like it's not because she's rolled out Washington and PA or Pennsylvania,
Pittsburgh.
So she
well,
has
that's right.
to
greater Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, my brain no. not functioning
I
today.
Okay, she is going to give us, she's going to select one of these questions to answer. And Alexa, what question are you going to answer today?
Okay. It is not in the Morgantown area.
Ooh, wow. It's not.
It's probably new spaghetti factory.
Papa cheese.
So now, here's the thing. It's the, all right, folks, will you be quiet back there? Thank you. Okay, they get released.
They do.
Yeah, into
those
this.
Those kids get into it, man.
So it's not in the Pittsburgh area
There's
or
no
the
talent.
Washington, PA.
So start calling on
and not in Pittsburgh.
Names. It's gonna be like in some like it's gonna be in Booger Hole, West Virginia, and it's gonna yes. be like this little.
yes.
It's gonna be like
Booger
this
Hole,
little
West
like
I
hot dog joint.
My favorite restaurant
on the
is
side
my
of the
kitchen.
River. yeah, it's gonna be like this like hot dog
area.
Joint like on Travis's. The side of the river.
Hometown hot dogs. That's amazing.
Guy who is
oh my lord.
Hot dog. Those hot dog stands. The hot dog stands.
Like, the best.
All hot dog stands are overrated.
Walsies and Cheat Lake.
Hometown hot dogs
is
not overrated.
Hot dogs are overrated.
I just everyone I go
Listen.
To, I hear it's like this is the best in the
Listen,
world.
Have you been to the Walsies and Cheat Lake?
It's like the kind of pickup
best
at Kroger.
Hot dogs.
Which one?
Walsies and Cheat Lake.
They load them up, man.
If you're listening, that's the place to go. They've got crazy toppings.
Oh,
they've got like
that's
eggs
her,
on
there,
it.
There you go. She just told us her favorite.
Right, I'm gonna guess her restaurant is.
But hot dogs aren't my favorite.
Her restaurant's gonna be here in Fairmont.
What's your
over
favorite?
In Fairmont.
What's your favorite?
No, oh my gosh.
Maybe it's the Chinese.
You guys
joint.
Are just
so,
thinking.
Let's research Chinese and Japanese joints outside of like the areas that she's
what?
Already rolled out.
Fujiyama.
You guys are going way too obscure.
I don't. What's that word mean? What's that word mean? Obscure.
Let's close off Restaurant Impossible, and
Come
we'll try to continue. You can submit your answers and guesses on our Facebook or Instagram page there.
Is this
or MySpace, or everyone's connected. Damn. And
it's not in the greater Pittsburgh area.
Your...
It's not in the greater Morgantown area.
Then also on our Facebook page, again? We keep these answers and these questions that we've guessed updated, that pinned at the top of our Facebook page, so you can go through.
Go guess.
And actually, she's updating it right now, I guess. Or you already have, or will.
Travis will.
Travis will be updated later today. And so you'll see what we've been guessing. You can post your guess under that if you like to. And all right, let's get out of here. Let's close up Restaurant Impossible.
Okay.
You know, Time to Die.
That's not Mission Impossible. That's James Bond.
I know. I said, "Do No Time to Die," though.
This song is the only song that made James Bond cry. So, so it's the best song.
So, all right.
Oh, excuse me.
What else we got going on here? What are we missing?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
No, we're definitely
hot
dogs.
I want some Try hot dogs now.
Hot dogs. Okay. So, is it time to go home?
Yeah.
I guess so. Hot dogs. I can't think. There was something else I wanted to say today, but it escapes me.
Random thought real quick, but yes. Just about hot dogs. I think it's funny how these, like, you always have these people who, like, go to work at hot dog factories, and then, like, they, like, work there for a couple years, and they make these, like, revealing videos of what hot dogs really made of, no and trying cares. To like persuade oh. people to like
listen,
not eat hot dogs.
We
I'm
know
like,
it's
listen,
not good.
I've known what they're made of since I was like 5 years old, and I've never once sat there and looked at a hot dog and thought that's not. No,
but have you watched those videos?
Yeah, I've watched them, and it doesn't bother me like at all. I've watched how they make McDonald's chicken nuggets, and it looks yeah. pink.
About the same.
It's pink.
Oh, stop!
You know,
I don't want to know,
but I still eat it. You know, it's like. I mean,
someone's eating a hot dog. They're not
like
really
I don't
too
mind. I mean, sure, inform
in
the public so they can make an educated decision, but don't try to persuade me not to like ruin my body. Come on,
eating a hot dog over the sink like a raccoon,
like a raccoon,
a raccoon, raccoon. Is it raccoon?
A raccoon.
Or raccoon.
Trash pan.
Corn dogs are some of my favorite foods. Like
corn dogs are really good.
Do you know popcorn is a fruit?
Oh God, here we go.
Technically,
it technically is because
so,
it has a
how
seed.
Is popcorn
it
a
has
fruit?
A seed inside of it.
It grows from the ground.
It grows from the ground, has a seed inside of it, fruit. Banana's a legume.
So, Carol.
I just don't get it.
Where's Carol at?
Yeah, please.
It's not a joke. It's real life. Is my life a joke to you, Randy?
Well.
Kind of.
The kids think so.
We decided that on episode 11. Poker
on, man, kids.
We didn't invite them in during Podjinx, did we? You forgot all about them kids.
Quarantined right now.
Yeah, oh. So, all right, let's get out of here. Thanks for joining us again
some
for our podcast. We appreciate it.
Are you ready
don't,
for some hot dogs?
Yeah, don't forget to support our in-house sponsors. Get your own really nice, high-quality. You guys have both bought your Silly Pints here today.
Yeah.
It's a silicone
new one.
Cups.
This is that's your big
like
boy
it's a
right
there. That's a nice one. Those are pretty cool colors. Some tie-dyes. And
tie-dye
glow
in the dark I got here.
And you get these it's ordered. You can buy them with your church or youth or kids ministry logo on it or
what
whatever,
you
or your face.
Great,
it doesn't matter.
Great Christmas gift.
And yeah.
Great Christmas.
Put your face on a Silly Pints cup and give it to all your family members for Christmas.
Yeah, all 72 of them, because that's the limit.
You can buy lids or straws. Everything's made out of silicone. It's the only company making these things. Very high quality. You can see them at Instagram on a get.silly, S-I-L-I, correct?
That's right.
And while you're at it, after you buy your silicone cup.
You need something to put in it.
Yeah, I know. You need maybe, I don't know, some blackjarcoffee.com.
That sounds nice.
And you can take it with you on your way to kids' church
yeah,
on Sunday morning. Take
day.
Your blackjarcoffee.com
every
inside your Silly Pints and take it with you every Sunday morning to your kids' church. And at that same time, you can check in with our S&D.
My God, are you still talking?
Traffic jet.
Hey, Bob!
For updates on your weather on the way to church. So, all right, I'm out of here. Carol, get us out of here, would you please?
My God, are you still
yes, I'm
talking?
Done talking. Now leave me alone. Carol, your voice?
Do you ever listen to our last one? Glad
we had this time together. Cause it makes me
listen,
it's so dumb. That's just an album. That seems so we just get started. And before you know it, guess it's time for me to sing. So long.
Has anybody Sorry. Seen the John Crist video?
Who's John Crist?
Yeah, I got it on here.
Where he makes, he turns a church into, they turned a Golden Corral into a church.
They turned a Golden Corral into a church.
I meant to play that last week, but I didn't download the audio.
So my thought is, let's buy the old Golden Corral. We make it called the Corral, and it's like a sister church of the river.
No,
the river
never,
and the corral.
Oh, the corral? It sounds like a farm.
It does sound like a farm.
It could be the kids.
I feel like
it could be
like,
the kids' youth center.
I feel like it's just like
no,
the corral.
I'm not calling it the corral. I don't want to be a part of that.
That's perfect the golden timing. It's the perfect the timing and rebranding to do this. But the river, the corral, why not?
Like the Golden Corral sounds better than just the corral.
The golden.
The golden.
The golden. There you go.
The golden.
The golden river.
The golden river.
Ooh. Golden river like by P. Freely.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't know about the golden
Thank
river.
You.
It is right by the river too, just like ours. So it's perfect. Come on.
The river 2.0.
Yeah. John Chris found one. It was a Golden Corral. It was a Golden Corral that had moot, had changed into a church.
The River V2.
Okay, I literally have that file on here. We're going to play that.
So good.
On Toy Box, so don't even forget.
Hey, don't forget to play it on Toy Box.
Thank you. Almost forgot about that.
Amen.
All right, I'm making sure I got all my ducks in a row here. Right. Speaking of which, Liam needs... Liam wants the rubber duckies in the baptistry when he gets baptized.
I'm so okay.
Hey, what about doing a rubber ducky? We need to have a little baptism, rubber ducky
giveaway.
How about when they get baptized, instead of a piece of paper like a certificate, give them a special rubber ducky. That's I don't know. Be neat if it had like a logo on it or something.
Can we order a?
I got baptized today. Date.
Can we order like a Godzilla like rubber ducky and then just cut the top of it off and make it into a baptism?
Just have Michelle do something on her cricket.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a little vinyl lettering.
Put the, she could just put the date on it even. Like,
yeah, I got baptized such and such date. Because we get real rubber duckies back there now.